Welcome to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. All the best in folk roots, Americana and blues, and artist interviews. On this show, we're all about the music and the people that make it. On this episode, we step inside the youth program at the 2015 Folk Music Ontario Conference. The program is open to residents of Ontario and the National Capital Region between the ages of 15 and 21, who are chosen for their interest, ability, and experience. The selected youth members are paired with experienced mentors from the Ontario folk music community for the duration of the weekend conference, while developing a showcase performance and participating in professional development activities. For more information about the program, visit folkmusicontario.ca. So let's get started. This is Youth Program Coordinator Tressa Levasseur with Feel Good Time from her 2011 album, Broad. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
So my name is Tressa Levasseur, and I am lucky enough to be the coordinator of the Youth Mentor Program at Folk Music Ontario. This was my second year coordinating the program. I was so impressed with the youth this year. Last year's group was a super hard act to follow, and these guys did it in their very own way. They didn't follow, they just walked beside that other group with their own personality and their own approach. They were a very poised and prepared group of people. They impressed everyone with their togetherness. They were a very together group, and they were coming at it. Last year's group came at this conference so much from their heart, and this year's group came at it both from their heart and from their head. This was a really smart, savvy group of young whippersnappers. We just did our debrief, and I think we have a couple of self-professed lifers who are going to return. So our alumni group is growing in attendance at the conference, and it was suggested today by one of the mentors that we should start a succession plan where in not too long from now, the youth will be mentored by former program youth so that the program just is run. And then I will mentor myself right out of a job. That's just so exciting. This program is one of the most important things that happens at this conference, in my humble opinion. It's looking to the future, and that it will ensure the future of this community. And I can see our community changing out there. I see it becoming more diverse in age, in color, in gender identity, in ability. I see things shifting. Having been now coming to the conference myself personally, this is my 10th year, I notice it. You know, Sadie Buck being the Estelle Klein recipient this year is so awesome. Having Northern presenters come from Moosonee is so awesome. It's just amazing. It's really shifting a lot. I see it in the panels. I see it in the leadership of the conference. And I see it in the youth. Moving forward, a big goal is to reach out into new communities that don't consider themselves to be making folk music, and to assure them that they are, and invite them to bring their diverse voices to our family. I feel absolutely elated yet again at the end of this conference, and I'm already excited to plan for next year's youth, and yeah, I'm just pumped. We're gonna have a real good, feel good, real good, feel good time.
Thank you. couleur du ciel, le nom du Corcovado. La rue Madureira, la rue que tu habitais, je ne l'oublierai pas, pourtant je n'y suis jamais allé. Non, je n'oublierai jamais ce jour de juillet où je t'ai connu, où nous avons dû nous séparer. Aussi peu de temps et nous avons marché sous la pluie. Moi je parlais d'amour et toi tu parlais de ton pays. Non, je n'oublierai pas la douceur de ton corps dans le taxi qui nous conduisait à l'aéroport. Tu t'es retourné pour me sourire avant de monter dans une caravelle qui n'est jamais arrivée. Non, je n'oublierai jamais ce jour.
My name is Amélie Lefebvre. I'm with a band called Amélie et les Singes Bleus. We're a francophone band based in Toronto. And we've been playing together for about 7-8 years now. Before that, I was a singer-songwriter, pretty much on my own, solo artist. And that's when I was first introduced to FMO. I, in fact, submitted one of my songs to the Songs from the Heart contest and won. So that was my sort of in and introduction to the whole conference, to the people, to the community. And little by little, I started to understand how the community worked together. And this year, having known Tressa Levasseur for a few years now, when she asked me to be a part of this, I was absolutely honored and inspired to know and get to know, I suppose, the conference on that level. I haven't worked with many youths in music, and so this opportunity to be able to work closely with Joël Villeneuve, who is a francophone artist from Sudbury, put me back to when I was starting out and made me feel really excited to cheer her on and help her with, you know, whatever it is I could impart. A good colleague from the group, Rosa, was saying, you know, as much as we're labeled mentors to these youths, it doesn't make us experts in any case. And I think I certainly have learned little bits from Joelle as well. And hopefully she's gained a bit from me being beside her through the weekend.
La rue Madureira, la rue que tu habitais, je ne l'oublierai pas pourtant, je n'y suis jamais allé. Je ne l'oublierai pas pourtant, je n'y suis jamais allé. Je ne l'oublierai pas pourtant, je n'y suis jamais allé.
Hi, this is Joelle Villeneuve. I am part of the youth program here at Folk Music Ontario. I have been playing piano since I'm 4 years old, and I have been singing since 13. I am currently 16, so it's only been 3 years. I started songwriting 2 years ago, and I've loved it ever since, which encouraged me to take part in this program. And working with MED was a joy. I mean, I was a fan of hers before I even knew she was going to be my mentor, especially because in the francophone community, not many people play music like her band, Amélie Les Singes Bleus. And it was really great to have a francophone artist, since I am one as well, to really understand the lyrics and the message and have that cultural connection. My music, really, I try to really deliver a story or a message, not necessarily a message, but an image. I like to use a lot of metaphors in my lyrics. I don't like to be very straightforward. But you'll notice that most of my songs are carried a lot through melody, and my melodies are one of the most important things. I've been getting comments that it's kind of indie, kind of folk, kind of jazzy, all those different things. The next song that you'll hear is a new original called Orni Vert. If you can just picture a body that's buried where flowers and trees and vegetation and all these beautiful things grow, where things get really organic, that's really the inspiration for the song. it really was a great opportunity for me, and I would recommend it to anyone who's an aspiring songwriter, or really just anyone who wants to perform two or three songs or a cover and wants to get advice from mentors and really live the folk music experience. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. So thank you to Folk Music Ontario.
Ken Tizard, and you are listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
Abrió sus ojos en la gran ciudad de México y fue en París en donde se encontró al amor. Camina por el Golden Gate cada mañana, pide un expreso en un café de Ámsterdam. No termina el trabajo cada día, viaja en Toronto a su casa en un tranvía, y una sonrisa se dibuja en su cara de vivir y sentir la libertad.
My name is Kike Escamilla, and I'm an artist based in Toronto, but I came from Mexico about 7 years ago. I've been able to connect with the audience in Canada with my music. Personally, I could say that I've benefited a lot from coming to the conference to connect with a lot of different, well, not only artists, but to connect with new people working in the industry in Ontario. So it's been really good, and at the same time, you get to connect with a lot of artists. You get to discover a lot of new people that you might want to collaborate in the future. So it's a really good place to make new connections. The youth program, this was my first time, and it was really gratifying to be able to share some of your own experience with the younger ones, and seeing also that they're really, well, you know, they're really eager. They have a different energy, you know. They're really, really eager to do everything, and sharing your own experience or your, you know, past experiences with them, or some advice. It's really nice. Yeah, it's really positive, and feels really good. I was surprised when they showcased, and I got to see them all, and I was able to see that there was already a lot of talent and strength as performers on stage. And I think that all of them, because the program chooses, out of a lot of people, chooses only five. The youth program selected basically the strongest. They're really, really good, and they're really, really amazing for apparently what we call like new players, but they're really not that new. They're really, really good, and it was really nice to see that. And, well, you know, but it's not only playing, that's one thing. So this is good that we get a chance to share some advice of how to connect with the audience, how to connect with the presenters, and that's what we're here.
sonrisa se dibuja en su cara. De vivir y sentir la libertad. Vuela y corre a donde quieras. ¿Quién eres tú para pintarnos las fronteras? Mundo libre sin bandera.
My name is Braden Phelan. I'm from Everton, Ontario, currently residing in London, Ontario, and I play what's self-described as melting pot rock. I draw from a variety of different influences, whether it be alternative blues, old school rock and roll, and acoustic folk. I'm here at FMO as part of the youth mentorship program, and it's been an absolute joy. I was paired with Kike Escamilla, who is a Mexican-Canadian world music artist and an absolute wizard when it comes to songwriting. It was an honor to be here paired with him and to be around the other mentees and mentors, not to mention all the volunteers who have set up the program and make all this, the entire folk scene happen. This weekend was an eye-opener to so many great things. Everyone always tells you, you need to get your butt kicked. You need to learn so much, and it really applies to that saying, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Well, this has been the right room for me. I'm surrounded with so many other people who are incredibly successful at what they do and just amazing, amazing musicians and knowledgeable people who are more than helpful and willing to kind of pass on that legacy and their knowledge and what they have to say and teach about it. So I'm just here this weekend, and I'm sure next year as well, trying to pick up as much of that as possible. My mind has been thoroughly blown. You can find my music on my website, which is vanphelan.com. However, if you do type in bradenphelan.com, it'll take you to the same website. I wanted to have my bases covered that way. And I've got my new record up there. I just put it up this past weekend. Coming from Everton, from a small community, there are a couple advantages to that. And one of them being everyone knows everyone else. That being the case, I got in touch with the people who run the small community church in Everton and contacted them and got permission to record a record in this church. So the sound is fantastic that way. Some of these acoustic instruments are beautiful. It's called 379 Everett Street. You can find it on my website. You're about to hear one of the tracks off of that, and it's a co-written tune that I wrote when I was in college, and it features Vale Abbott on there, and it's called With You. I honestly do not have enough great things to say about this weekend and the program, and I'll never be able to thank enough all the people who come together to make this kind of incredible weekend happen, and it's something that I hope to be involved with in the future. Yeah.
I'd go on, but I'm much too tired. I'm alone when I'm with you.
I'm alone when I'm with you.
I'm alone when I'm with you. I'm alone when I'm
I'm Amanda.
I'm Miriam.
And I'm Shanti. And we're here with Jan Hall for Folk Roots Radio. And we're here at Folk Music Ontario.
My name is Rosina Kazi, and I am part of the band, electronic band LAL. We are a 17-year-old duo, but we've worked with multiple musicians over our 17-year history. I was a mentor for a young woman named Mira. She's 16 years old, coming from Oakville. Extraordinary songwriter and singer, and it was really beautiful to see someone so young really sort of honor their work and really be focused on what they were doing. I wish that I had had some of that when I was coming up. To be asked to be a mentor for the FMO was also very humbling, and I was very honored to be asked, particularly because we come out of a very different sort of music framework, but to be able to connect with the different musicians and the young people here, to hear what people are doing. I also learned a lot. I always feel like mentorship is a circular type of thing, so it's not just me being the expert. I learned a lot from the young people as well. And things are changing so fast. You almost need to work with young people to get a sense of like how to do things now.
My name is Mira Meikle. I've been songwriting since I was about 7 years old. I have an album out right now. It's titled Mira. It's my debut album. And it was recently nominated for a CFMA award. And I actually got involved in this program because my friend Jane Harbury recommended it to me. And she just thought it would be a really great experience. And she was right. It was a really fantastic experience. And I met a lot of really great people who had some great advice about the music industry. And it was just really wonderful to be with people who do music for like 3 days straight. It was a really great experience. I play the piano, so it's just kind of like girl and a piano kind of thing. I have been compared to Regina Spektor. I enjoy Tori Amos' music. I'm not quite sure if other people think that my style is her. My album is called Mira. The track I would like you to listen to is called Coming Home, and I'd just like to say that I had a wonderful experience with the Youth Mentorship Program, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Take a look and you'll find that you're just like me. Cover up, not enough, and then you'll see. Take the lies, the truth, the free, everything. In the dark, in my own little piece of mind, there are things happening there.
This is Dale Butler. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
Keep your cool, you're cool. My name's Julian Taylor, and I'm here at FMO, Folk Music Ontario Conference, in the beautiful heart of Mississauga. And I'm one of the youth mentor mentors. And I've been mentoring a beautiful young lady named Sydney DeLong. She is my mentee, and we've had a great weekend here. Folk Music Ontario has put a great event together, and the youth program is something that I was invited to, and I'm very honored to be here. It's been a wonderful weekend filled with joy, laughter, love, music, and culture and community. All I can say about it is that anybody who does take part in this program will certainly benefit from it. What I really, really loved about this weekend was that I got to meet a lot of people who are akin to what I do by picking ideas out of the air and sharing them with people all over the world. And that's what we're here to do. The youth showcase was Saturday at 2:30, and each individual got to play three songs. And they were all original compositions, and every single one of them blew me away. When you get into a situation where you feel like jumping off a building because you didn't write the song, it's a really wonderful thing.
Sydney DeLong. I am a Toronto musician. I play, I could call it a bit of a folksy, bluesy style, and I'd like to present it in a very chanteuse kind of format. And I've been playing music now. I've been writing for about 4 years. It's been a pretty solid 4 years. I've been tons of mentoring, tons of vocal lessons, tons of composition. I've been trying to really build myself as a young artist and embrace the fact that I am a moving sponge. This whole FMO experience, this is my third year here. I originally came under the guidance of the legendary Richard Flohill. He let me stick to his hip for my first year, introduced me to too many people. And then I came back the year after that a little bit more confident, a little bit, I think my feet were a little bit more grounded because the faces were familiar. And now I'm back for my third year as a part of this youth mentoring, and it's been, now it's home. I understand what they say now when they say that you're coming home, because these are faces of people who came up to me after my official showcase and said, wow, you've grown. And I joke that it's partially the years, but it was, I moved to Toronto to beat myself up music-wise and to really just sink myself into the filth, and it's paying off. To see so many other musicians from Ontario, people who, you know, small country boys, to people like myself, it's amazing the similarities. And it's been a true gift to have Julian as my mentor as well, because he's such a freaking rock star, so talented. And again, being based out of Toronto, I think we get each other in a lot of ways. It's a different scene, and I'm just, again, so thankful that I get this FMO experience, and hopefully I'll be back next year. Hope this all works out. I am plastered all over the internet. You can go to sydneydelong.com, or again, like me on Facebook. I try to keep that updated. My momager does also a really good job of doing so. And this next track you're going to hear is Cruel Adore.
She was once adored by the shattered life she wore, and I once adored for shame. Oh, and she was once adored by the heart and skin she caught, and I once adored for pain, but then it all went away. Never tell a lie, tattoo between her eyes on a single dare. Leave your anger from a glare, and anger deep, then a clenching weep, and that you're for. I couldn't stand for the thorns covered in a weakness, but we are wed. All the angels stripped to their sickness. I wanna see them rest. She read in the thoughts that clicked and clicked in her brain and her spine. She cried a thousand times. She ran and she read in the thoughts that clicked and clicked in her brain and her spine. She cried a thousand times. And I beg you, please, let help be. And I beg you, please, let help be. For the blood that you're for.
2, 3, 4.
Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Dennis.
We are Jenis, and you're listening to
Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
Lived in Maple Creek. He was long and lean and tough, a level head and a steady hand, and a wizard with a puck. And once across the blue line, oh, he never let you down. You could tell by the look in his cold black eyes, that boy was glory bound. Hometown to its feet with a goal in overtime. The scouts had pegged him sure enough, it was just a matter of time. If there was any justice in this world, he'd be picked in the second round. Cause he had the goods, there was no denying that boy was glory bound. Afternoon before a game, I stopped by Johnny's place with my father's car and a feeling in my heart that night we'd take first place. But there was something that he'd left behind, he'd fetch it back in town. Never dreamt it at the time that fate would strike him down. Oh, if on the mountains when it show, we found him in a ditch between here and Shaunavon. Roof caved in and it's 50 below. Sirens wail and the blizzard blows. Ah! Died young, but I grew old, and since that time I've come to think, when I see his name engraved on trophies or his picture in a case in the kinsman's rink, somehow slipped the bonds of time, he's gained himself renown, and I've started on that slow slide back, but he's forever glory bound. I've started on that slow slide back, but he's forever glory bound. Ay, 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 ay,
My name is James Keelahan. I'm a performing singer-songwriter. I'm also the artistic director of the Summer Folk Music and Crafts Festival in Owen Sound, Ontario. I'm also a board member of Folk Music Ontario and was a participant in this year's mentor program. I find more and more organizations are really trying to actively reach out to the youth to provide mentorship, which makes me both really happy and really sad. Because it's unfortunately a function that's being taken over by an institution which used to be handled within the musical community itself. But in order to have it happen within the musical community itself, there has to be lots of gigs and musicians have to be employed, and gigs are drying up and radio's drying up. It means that the people that mentored me, who were real live working musicians, but I was being mentored on stage at gigs, which is really the way it should be done. That tradition is gone, and organizations like Folk Music Ontario have stepped into the breach. And I think it's great. We may seem like, you know, we're sort of graying at the temples and whatnot, but we do have a wealth of experience to impart. And I think sometimes youth is afraid to ask, and sometimes we're afraid to offer. So to have this in sort of a formalized setting is a really great thing. And it's like, the kids in this program, my particular mentee, Jillian, it's like she's coming as a fully formed musician. She's ready to be there. She already is there. She already plays. But there's, you know, little tiny things you notice and you go, you might want to try just doing this, or you might want to try just doing that. And they're the small things in stagecraft that actually become really important. So it's neat to have that kind of opportunity.
Hello, my name is Jillian Kerr, and I'm from Ottawa. And this is my very first year at the Folk Music Conference, and I've had the most wonderful time in the entire world. Like, I came here not knowing what to expect at all, and I was really nervous. But as soon as I got here, I saw all the friendly faces, and it was super cool. Like, I'd just be standing in an elevator, and someone would see my name tag and be like, "Hey, how's it going?" And I'd be like, "Hey, how's it going with you?" And then we wouldn't see each other again, but then maybe we'd see each other again at the elevator, and we'd say hi, and it was really awesome. And I got to work with James Keelahan as my mentor, and he's an unreal person to meet and to work with. He gave me some really good lifetime advice, not just even like music. It was just how to treat the industry and the people. And yeah, no, it was really great. I am a singer-songwriter. I do mostly acoustic guitar music. I call myself folk, but a lot of people hear my underlying country influence because I grew up listening to a lot of old country music like Johnny Cash and John Prine and all those greats. I've also started doing some different stuff, experimenting. I'm in the music program at Carleton University. So I study a lot of classical and jazz and rock, all different stuff. So I find I'm trying to take influences from that. I just released my very first EP. It has 6 songs that I wrote while in my music program. It's called Dreams. And you can find it on my website, www.jilliankerr.ca. So I play a lot of shows in Ottawa, and I am trying to play further across Ontario, especially Montreal, Toronto, hit those scenes. We're going to listen to a song off my EP. It's the very last track called Cold Winter. I really love this song. It has special significance to me because it was the very first song I ever wrote. It holds a special place in my heart, and I hope you all enjoy.
Snow cover the ground. Hide all my fears. Bury them deep and swallow my tears, where they'll never be found. No sparkle in prayer can widen my gloom. I've forgotten what it's like to be with you. I'm safe to assume in this cold love affair. Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for in this edition. Check out the full playlist online at folkrootsradio.com. And remember, if you want to learn more about the youth program, head to folkmusicontario.ca. You can listen to archive editions of Folk Roots Radio on iTunes, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and Mixcloud. All you need to do is follow the links from the website. And you can find me on Facebook at Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall, and on Twitter at Folk Roots Radio. I'm also on email at jan@folkrootsradio.com. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. We'll see you next time.